This is an All Ears English podcast, episode 1674, Tailgating Tips for American Football Games. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Have you ever been invited to a tailgating party? In this episode, we break down this strange American tradition so that you know what to bring and what to expect if you get invited to this kind of event. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Lindsay, I have a question for you.
Okay, Aubrey, I am ready. Go ahead and ask away.
Hey, when is the last time you tailgated?
Oh my gosh, this is so sad, but I have to say, I have been to football games, but I've never really done the tailgating thing other than, I guess once, it was like a women's football game
where
we were playing games in the parking lot. Like we were throwing the Frisbee around and we were kind of hanging out in the parking lot, but that's the closest thing I've gotten to, and there weren't very many people there.
Please, have you ever played football? I played in, they called it a powder puff game in high school, and it was really fun, but I was terrible at it.
Yeah, I did that in college. I was on a powder puff team. I don't know why they call it. Is it powder puff or power puff? I don't know.
Powder.
Okay, powder puff. It sounds...
It's just really terrible, but I think it's because of the powder puff that women use to put powder makeup on their faces. How terrible is that?
It sounds so sexist. It sounds so bad.
I don't know if they still call it that. Maybe they're evolving a little bit, but that's what it was called when I was in high school.
Me too, in college. As of 2004, it was still called powder puff football. Hopefully it's different now, but yeah. So today we are talking about a true American tradition. What are we talking about, Aubrey?
Yeah, tailgating, right? I have gone tailgating, not a ton, not as many as the average, you know, guy in a fraternity that does it before every football game. But yeah, this will be great to talk about why we do it, who does it, the history of it a little bit, because you're right, this is so American.
And this is going to help our listeners. I know a lot of our listeners are living in the U.S., and you guys very well might be invited to a tailgate party or a football game or both. So you need to be ready. You need to know what to expect, what to bring. But first, Aubrey, tell our listeners where they should go if they're taking IELTS. I mean, what is the other podcast that you and Jessica work on?
Yes. If you haven't heard a lot from me, that means you probably aren't listening to the IELTS Energy podcast. And if so, you're really missing out, especially if you're preparing or might take IELTS anytime in the future. We have another podcast called IELTS Energy. Jessica and I post 3 episodes every week full of great vocabulary, phrasal verbs, idioms that are perfect for the IELTS exam, and tips and strategies to make sure that you can get the score you need. So make sure to follow IELTS Energy wherever
wherever you find your podcasts.
Yes, I love that show. It's fantastic. Guys, go over and hit follow if you're taking IELTS anytime in the next year. It's never too early to get started and start to understand the exam now. Okay?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, where do we start? I mean, maybe we should start with a little history. What do you think, Aubrey?
Yeah, let's do it. So we kind of covered just like what is tailgating, right? Mm-hmm. But the word tailgate is a part of a truck. So the back of the truck that you let down when you kind of open a truck mm-hmm. so that you can put stuff in the back, mm-hmm. that's called the tailgate. Yeah. So this comes from that, where people will pull in their trucks, open the tailgate. Yeah. It would sometimes maybe sit on it for a parade. And mm-hmm. so that's sort of where this word comes from. But yeah, as far as the history, this is interesting to think about the first tailgate or when this first started. Oh,
when was it? It looks like we go all the way back to the Civil War. Oh my gosh, the 1800s? No.
Yeah, according to National Geographic, the first tailgate was the Battle of Bull Run, where a lot of people came to cheer on either the Union or the Confederate soldiers. Oh. I had no idea that civilians sort of gathered to cheer on
either.
Their team during this war. It was probably very bloody, so it's kind of shocking, actually.
That is really shocking. When I think about the way wars were fought in the 1800s, it terrifies me, you know,
right, with bayonets. So I'm sure it was horrific, but I guess people kind of made a party out of it. They brought picnic baskets with minced meat, apple pies, plum pudding, the kind of food they ate back then. And of course there would have been booze. This was before Prohibition. So I'm sure they had whiskey and wine, which started this kind of tradition, because tailgating does somewhat revolve around alcohol consumption.
For sure. I just think it's so funny. It's so notable with American culture that we have an entire tradition around cars, right? This is around the truck or the car. Generally trucks, vans. I mean, what kinds of actual physical cars do we see now with tailgating, by the way?
Yeah, it could be any car, right? You don't have to have a truck to go. Okay. The last time we went, we just took our car and pulled up, but there were trucks, people, because you need chairs and coolers and, you know, we'll bring cornhole, which is so often at least one person has to bring a truck to bring all that gear.
Okay. So usually some trucks, some cars, but definitely having chairs. So let's talk a little bit more about it. What else do we need to know? Anything about the Green Bay Packers?
So this is why when it was first called tailgating, is everything online says the theory is that the Green Bay Packers, which is a professional football team, coined this term tailgating in 1919 when they first Packers fans would park pickup trucks around the field and sit on the tailgate on the bed of the truck. And at that time, the foods that were brought were like ham, potatoes, and custard, which is kind of like another type of pudding. It's so funny to me that it was pudding, because I would never think to bring pudding now to a potluck.
No,
you have to have bowls and spoons. Like we usually do like finger foods now that are easier.
Yeah, something a little easier. Also, Wisconsin's a cold state for sure. And football season can get quite cold. But I know Wisconsin is, they are crazy about their football. So I'm not surprised that this happened with the Green Bay Packers.
Dead center in the middle of college football right now. And people are diehard fans. Mm-hmm. It's, they go to every game. They tailgate before every game. Most people have the team that they root for. And, you know, they always wear the gear, but you're right that it's right now, it's November, December, when it's cold in a lot of the North where football's very popular.
Yeah, I think most people, maybe we talked about this before, but I think most people like college football better than pro football. I feel like people get into it more. What do you think?
That's my experience. Yeah. I think you have that loyalty from wherever you attended college or the college in your hometown.
Yeah.
And it's just passed on generation to generation. Mm-hmm. Some people definitely have that really strong loyalty for a professional sports team too.
Yeah.
But I agree. It's usually bigger for the college football teams.
Mm-hmm. It's huge. Okay. So how does it work now? What kinds of foods do we eat and what do we do? Give us a picture and what our listeners should expect, right? Maybe what they should bring or some recommendations for
them. If you guys are invited to tailgate with someone, the standard is usually like a potluck. You want to bring some kind of food.
Okay.
And it might be, you know, people might say, oh, we're going to grill hamburgers and hot dogs. So bring a side or bring your own meat. They'll usually sort of let you know what the food plan is.
Okay. Interesting.
I've been to one that I went to was chili. So a few different people brought like a crock pot of chili. And then we brought, you know, cheese and green onions and things you would put in a bowl of chili.
Yeah, that's perfect for the fall.
And then But yeah, lots of times it's like bring finger food, like we were saying, something, maybe sandwiches or tacos or something that's easy to hold. Yeah. Vegetables with dip, stuff like that.
Yes. Yes. And because it's cold weather, people love their chili in the fall. I went to a... the first year that I arrived in Denver, I went to a chili festival sometime around now, around October, November, and I ate so much chili. It was a competition, actually. It was like, all the restaurants in town there were like 20 or 30 or 40 tables of chili. And you get little tiny cups, but we ate so much.
So the competition was who had the best chili.
The best
it wasn't
chili.
Like a who can eat the most chili.
Oh, God, no. I don't think
you
I could
saying,
handle that.
Like one of those terrible food competitions of like hot dogs when they're shoving all the hot dogs in their mouth. It's
horrible. And dangerous too.
It's so dangerous. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So yes, you might find chili at a tailgate party. There's all kinds of different foods, but you also will definitely want to bring alcohol, especially if you drink alcohol, right? It's sort of a BYOB situation where everyone kind of brings their own beer or wine, something to drink. And most everyone drinking at a tailgate will bring their own. So if you don't, you can just bring water or soda. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't you say it's usually a kind of a bring your own alcohol situation?
Yeah. I mean, I think in general, guys, if you get invited to a tailgate, don't expect someone to have cooked for everyone, right? It's not a sit down dinner where someone's hosting you for dinner. It's more like you're kind of bringing a little of your own stuff. Maybe you're sharing some of other people's stuff, but make sure you don't come empty handed. Right. That's
exactly
the key. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's definitely the key. Right. That would be awkward. It's definitely they're expecting everyone to contribute to the meal and to the beverages.
For sure. Oh, this is so American.
I know. It's true. The potluck. It's very American.
Today, Aubrey is making an appearance on All Ears English, but make sure to catch her more often over at the IELTS Energy podcast. If you are preparing for IELTS, learn from 14 years of examiner experience on that podcast with Jessica and Aubrey. They publish 3 episodes a week. Go over and type in your search bar, IELTS Energy podcast, and hit follow now. See you there.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
What are the games?
Then,
what else do we
there's
do?
There's lots of fun activities, just like you were saying when you kind of tailgated before that women's football game.
Yeah.
Frisbee is big.
Frisbee.
Or just people throwing a football back and forth, kind of playing catch. Very common.
Mm-hmm.
And it's often in like a parking lot or on the, you know, in a field or something.
Yeah.
But so there's space to play games like that.
So I was going to ask that. So I've never done this at a real football, like a real like college football game, even a high school football game. So everyone's parked in the parking lot, right? Just outside of the stadium, and then they just hang out like 3 hours before, and then they go in when the game starts. It's a way to kill time just before the game, right?
Exactly, right?
Okay.
Instead of coming right when the game starts, you come and it's often like 3 or 4 hours ahead of time. They'll tailgate for a long time.
Wow.
It's not just 30 minutes before, right?
So if the game
starts at 6, they might be showing up at 2 p.m. And then they're gonna eat, play lots of games, lots of socializing, hanging out, chatting. Usually by the time they go into the game, they're already quite inebriated.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I feel like even though, at least on the East Coast, football games start late, right? They start, you know, Super Bowl Sunday starts at 6 p.m. Maybe for you guys, it's like 3 or 4, right? But they football fans end up spending the whole day celebrating football so that's why we like to go skiing on Super Bowl Sunday, because no one's ever on the slopes. They're
smart,
you know, it starts at 6, you could easily get home by 6. They just don't
they don't go at all because they're spending the whole day. And even if they don't go to the game and tailgate at the game, they're probably doing a barbecue before the game at home and making a big deal of the whole day at their house or with friends, right?
Yeah, it really becomes a whole community thing. So it's really not just about the game itself. Yeah,
exactly. It's very social. It's very much a party. I mentioned cornhole. That's the game. There are like these wooden kind of square blocks that have a hole, and they throw these bean bags from, I don't know, 20 yards or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I'm the worst at this game, Lindsay. I try to throw a beanbag and it'll just go, it's so shameful. How can I be American and be bad at cornhole?
Yeah, that's so bad.
I'll play with my family and I'll throw it and it just goes straight up. Like I've accidentally had it land on a roof before. I don't know why I'm so bad at like an underhand pitch of something.
That's hilarious. That's embarrassing too. You could knock someone out or knock their beer out of their hand. I mean, geez, you got to get that under control. Got to practice that, Aubrey.
I know. Do you play cornhole? I hope you're better at it than me.
Of course. I probably am a little better at it than you, but that's probably the only game I'm better at than you, honestly.
Just because everyone's better at it than me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I do like to play cornhole. Guys, it's a very common game. You know, if you go to a brewery in the U.S., often there's a lawn outside. You'll see that on the patio. People playing, a party, summer barbecues in the backyard, or the tailgating scenario. But someone has to actually bring the cornhole,
right?
You know, that's, those are heavy sometimes and quite large, so that's where the truck comes in. Someone's got to have a truck.
Yeah, we have it, but we always have to give it to someone who has a truck to take it, because we don't have one. And there's just not space. They're quite big, and they're often branded. For ours is an ASU cornhole, like it's branded for the sports team. I think because it's so popular at tailgating parties.
Oh, interesting. Oh, what other games do people play? Do we get into things like drinking games? Oh man, this is just getting very American.
Oh yeah, definitely drinking games. Beer pong is a big one, where you just usually have plastic cups and ping pong balls that you're bouncing to try to get into the cup.
Okay.
And with, you know, just like all drinking games, it's sort of like if you lose or do poorly, you have to drink.
Yeah. So that's really, you know, you don't see that very much in adult life outside of college, right? Usually, you know, it's mostly just in college, maybe with some friends in their 20s, right? If you have a house or a frat house, but you don't see that as much after like your 20s, I think.
It depends or maybe on the crowd, right? I have a neighbor who was in a fraternity, and he has still a lot of his frat buddies live by. So they often tailgate together. They still do parties and will do these types of drinking games. And he's over 60.
Yeah.
So it just depends. It depends on the scene, because it's still fun for them, you know? And I go to a neighbor's parties sometimes, and same thing. They still will do drinking games, even though we're older, you know.
Yeah.
So some people, you're right, I think that's maybe your experience. Okay, past college, we're not doing this anymore.
No,
but
I did
still
play
do.
Beer pong like 3 months ago at someone's house, so it's not totally true.
Right,
it's not totally
less
true.
Often for sure. In college you might be doing it every weekend.
Absolutely. And then do people actually tune into other football games at the tailgate?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. They'll bring screens, and because there's always a football game that's going on earlier in the day, or multiple football games.
Oh yeah.
On your average game day. So they'll be watching, you know, another college's football game earlier in the day while they're playing games and eating, waiting for the live game they're going to attend to start. Yeah.
It's so true. It's so true. Football fans tend to be following multiple teams. There's one team they probably care about the most, but then there's another college team or pro thing that's going on that they want to flip back and forth between. So.
And for us here in the West, it's because they care about the whole Pac-12.
Oh.
It's the 12 teams in the Pacific Conference that, depending on who wins those games, then the team that they're really a fan of either makes it to a bowl game or doesn't, or determines who they play. So they really care about the outcomes of all these other games because if they're in the Pac-12.
Well, you know, I will say that football is, because I watch a lot of football because family and friends around me right now are really into football.
Right.
So I end up kind of staring at the TV screen, but it is actually a smarter game than I thought it was.
There's a lot to it.
There's a lot of strategy to football, a lot of plays, a lot of memorization of these plays. And so maybe someday we can go into, I don't know, making some analogies, talking more about the game of football itself for our listeners, if
that
they're curious.
That would be interesting. My son just started playing flag football, and I'm starting to realize, just like what you said, there are these plays they have to memorize. And he's 7. So he's just running around in a circle confused, and the coach is trying to get them to memorize plays.
Yeah, there's a lot of memorization. That's so crazy.
Yes.
I never thought that about football. I kind of thought it was a little bit of a simple game. It's not simple at all. It's quite complex, actually.
So true. I love that idea. Let's come up with a good metaphor and teach some more vocab about how the game's actually played.
Oh, I'm going to let you take over that episode, Aubrey.
Right.
That's going to be all you. Okay, so what's the takeaway for our listeners today? This has been such a culture episode.
For sure. Just like you said, tailgating is such a big part of American culture, and you could very well get invited to a tailgating party. And it's important to understand the history and what happens, what to expect, what to bring.
Yes.
And then next time you're invited, you know, you'll be ready to attend that sporting event, but also to tailgate before.
I love it. So good. So good. I'm glad we had a chance to talk about this. And guys, if you are taking IELTS anytime in the next year, make sure you go over. And what's the name of that podcast, Aubrey?
Yes, IELTS Energy. Yes. Check it out.
All right. See you in the next one. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.